Did you see that?
He must be from England, yeah. Wales. Is that another country?
Yes and no.
How many countries are in this country?
Four.
Like it or not, Richmond are changing the way we do things. And from now on, that way is the Lasso way.
Hey, look, this car's got an invisible steering wheel.
What you're doing is irresponsible. This club actually means something to this town.
You don't think I see that every day out there on the streets?
Are you kidding me?
I think that's what it's all about. Embracing change.
Same thing!
Being brave.
All right, thanks, Danny.
You're welcome.
Hey, football is life, Capitan. Yep. Ay, 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 que feliz estoy. Como si estuviera en mi
I'm done being mad about Jamie. I'm a grown man. I'm not a baby child. I'm over it.
Right. Would you mind saying that to the rest of the room? I mean, the press deserves to know. Mr. Kent?
Yeah?
Hi, Keely Jones, the independent woman. Would you please repeat what you just said?
Yes.
I have an advance copy of the article.
Read it to me.
Title? Wayward Ted. Whatever you think of Ted Lasso as a football coach, I assure you, the truth is harder to swallow.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How is he, as coach?
Good evening. Welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. That, of course, is Ted Lasso. Last weekend, it won 7 Emmy Awards, but that's not why we're talking about it. So I'm already on the second season. The first season was phenomenal. There was forgiveness, there was rebirth, there was death, there was loss, there was everything. There was not so much physical death, but the death of relationships and the beginning of new ones. This is an extraordinary show. It's hilarious. We could call it a comedy with some drama. I mean, there are some emotional moments on this show. You're rooting for these characters. That's how good it is. I'm not really a soccer fan, but when they get that goal, you're rooting for them. This is such an amazing show. I want to give a shout out to those who have talked about it, word of mouth, including George Strombolopoulos and the LNC666. In fact, George interviewed Brett Goldstein on his show, and this made me want to watch it. It premiered in August of 2020 on Apple TV Plus. Developed by Jason Sudeikis, Bill Lawrence, Brendan Hunt, Joe Kelly, starring Jason Sudeikis, Hannah Waddingham, Jeremy Swift, Phil Dunster, Brett Goldstein, Brendan Hunt, Nick Mohammed, Juno Temple, Sarah Niles, with a theme song by Mr. Marcus Mumford of Mumford and Sons. This is such a great show. It kind of reminds me of a Yankee in King Arthur's court, because here is this American, and he is sent to coach a British soccer team. Here he is in America. Football is, well, all that padding and the helmets. And in England, it's soccer. But it's not called soccer. It's football. Okay? Or is it? I could be wrong. I could be right. Ted Lasso. The first season consisted of 10 episodes. Second season will be 12. Premiered on July 23rd, 2021. That's the second season. Last week it won Best Comedy Series, Best Comedy Actor, Best Comedy Supporting Actor, Supporting Actress. This is a really amazing show. I can't say that enough. It's uplifting. It touches you. But it's also really, really funny. And I especially love Brett Goldstein's character, Roy Kent. I think we all are rooting for him. And he's unlike any character on television. There really isn't anything like this. There really isn't. This is, I really love this show. It is one of those shows that you can't help but binge, especially the first season. It's that good. Because you're like, what? What's going to happen next? And, I am truly in awe of this series. I don't think there's anything like this on television. I mean, it's Apple TV Plus. It's still considered television. And in these times where people are trying to drag each other down, this show has it all. It has it all. It's competitive. It's raw. And Ted Lasso, played by Jason Sudeikis, all he's trying to do is to coach this team. Really. At first, he is sent under false, we could say false pretenses. But then changes everything for the better. I mean, last week we talked about Muhammad Ali. And, this is a show about sports. And not just sports. I take that back. This show is about the human spirit, the human condition. That Ted Lasso can go across the pond and find a new life for himself. A new life of different rules, this is such a great show. It doesn't matter when you discover it, but when you watch it, you're going to be rooting for that team. You're going to think, oh, that's so fucked up why they did that. Yeah. This is based off of American Coach in London, an NBC Sports Premier League film featuring Jason Sudeikis. And yeah.
Ted, you scared me.
I'm really in awe of this show. Here's the brilliance of Jason Sudeikis.
I was wondering if you had any comments on Earl, the dog Danny Rojas killed today.
Trent Krim, bring that heat. Yeah. Well, when I was 3 years old, I got attacked by our neighbor's dog. I don't remember it happening, but my mother said it was pretty scary, you know. I do remember being afraid of dogs while growing up, though. Like, if I was at a friend's house for a sleepover or something, they'd have to keep their family dog outside, otherwise I'd bawl my eyes out. Then in high school, our neighbor, Mr. Grady, well, his wife passed away. And he was real sad about that, as you can imagine. Roy! Hey! Roy!
Yeah? What'd you want?
It was real fun watching you out there today. You know, the boys really respond to you. It doesn't surprise me, though. You've had a heck of a career.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Never thought it would end being coached by Ronald fucking McDonald.
You gonna let him call you that?
I don't think he was referring to me.
He thinks he's mad now. Wait till we win him over.
He'll be furious. You ain't tight.
Oh my goodness. See what I told you? It's not your quintessential comedy. There's no laugh track. This is not, like I said, TV really has changed. It's changed for the better. Remember, we stream everything now.
Brett Goldstein.
All right, so here is the cast of characters. Jason Sudeikis is Ted Lasso, an American college football coach who led the Wichita State Shockers to a Division II NCAA championship. He is hired to coach AFC Richmond, an English soccer team. A folksy American, he is seen as unsophisticated, but is smarter than he looks. He loves to coach and cares more about people than wins. Hannah Waddingham as Rebecca Welton, the new owner of AFC Richmond following her divorce settlement. She initially wants to ruin the team, as it was the only thing her ex-husband loved, but slowly comes around due to Ted's coaching. Jeremy Swift is Leslie Higgins, the sociopathic director of football operations, who is helping Welton ruin the team, but who slowly becomes sympathetic to Ted's ways. Phil Dunster is Jamie Tart, a young up-and-coming striker who played for AFC Richmond on loan before returning to Manchester City near the end of the season. Brett Goldstein as Roy Kent, an aging, often angry, box-to-box midfielder, an AFC Richmond who won the Champions League with Chelsea 8 years earlier. He retires after a knee injury during a match against and is briefly pundit on Sky Sports. Brendan Hunt as Coach Beard, Lasso's tech term, long-term assistant and friend. Nick Mohammed as Nathan Shelley, the team's former kit manager turned assistant coach. Julian Juno Temple as Keely Jones, a model who works for AFC Richmond as a manager of marketing and public relations. Sarah Niles as Dr. Sharon Fieldstein, and that is for season two. This is such an amazing series. I love it so much. You'll be rooting for the team. I mean, I was watching it and I couldn't help but put my fist in the air and go, yeah, and I had my headphones on and I'm watching it. This is truly television at its finest. As we live in a streaming world, and those of us who are waiting for season 3 of The Mandalorian, I know I am. It's good to see a comedy that takes the edge off of everything. Like Ted Lasso. It also breaks your heart at the same time. It's there for you in those dark moments. Unpleasant dreams.